Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, December the 4th. Tuesday, December the 4th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part two of the series, part two of the show we started yesterday, which is actually the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center class number 19. So this is the 19th session or the 19th class for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Again, in some of these I'm doing public. So to also do some advertising, if you will, to let people know why they should be a part of, what's the benefits of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. So today we're talking about that you are a magnet of magnetism for magical magnificence. Let me say that again. This is part two of what we talked about yesterday, which is scientifically proven. You are a magnet. You have a gravitational force field that pulls, attracts, and also repels certain things. That's what you are. You have this creative confidence, or lack thereof, that create a magical magnificence that is cyclical. This magnet that you are draws things based upon your confidence in your skill set or your dear career or your destiny. Where there is a lack of clarity of your crystal clear purpose, there is going to be a lack of power and authority or magnetism. This electromagnetism that you are is what we're going to discuss today, because it is your own body's internal magnetic fields that are generating and causing this extraordinary amount of internal electricity and magnetism. This activity keeps our bodies alive. It also produces a complex electromagnetic activity or field that draws. And there are certain things that we can do to increase this magnetic or our magnetism or our attractiveness that draws wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships into our life. So we want to discuss those things that not only can assist us, but we also want to discuss or break down today the assemblage point, the point by which this magnetic reception takes place, is your magnetic sixth sense. This is the electromagnetic superpower, or this is your electromagnetic super being. This is your aura. This is your chi. This is your prana. This is the thing that allows you to be you. Now, if you could wrap your brain around this topic today, brothers and sisters, this would transform your life forever. Because we're not talking about something that's mystical. We're not talking about something that cannot be proven. We're talking about today scientific proof, scientific evidence, my brothers, scientific evidence, my sisters, of your electromagnetism. Now, this establishes, or this is what we see. I was talking with a client about the movie Catch Me If You Can. So I don't know if you remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can, but in that movie, Catch Me If You Can, it's one of the things that this character does that was played by, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. And in this movie, this individual had the ability to pull off many different characters on a high level, a high professional level. He played or he acted. Now, remember, this is a true story of a guy who became a millionaire being bad. Then he got caught. And then he became state evidence, if you will, started working for the banking system and the federal government, the FBI, to catch people who was doing exactly what he was doing. So he became a millionaire doing good. Notice he monetized what he was being and doing where he was at. Notice where he started. I did a very short clip this morning, and I was revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying that whatever situation you are in, that's where you begin. The situation that you are in, you drew or you draw the people, you drew the place, and you drew all of the things that's in that environment. So what is the environment that you're in right now? You are the magnet that's holding that environment together. The environment is not just there because of happenstance. The environment is there because that's what you ordered. Now, let me say that again because this is extremely important. You're not in an environment because somebody put you in that environment. You don't have the people around you because they don't have nothing else to do. You don't live in the house or the place or the car that you live in because it was just given to you. You don't go to the church. You don't drink the coffee. You don't do anything because it's happenstance. Let me make sure that I say that again real slow. Because what happens is we blame other people for the people, for the place, for the things, or lack thereof in our life. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because if you don't get that you are, that you have a magnetic, an electromagnetic sixth sense, If you don't get that, then you're going to look outside of yourself and you're going to blame someone else. And once you do that, you give away your magnetism to somebody else, and therefore you cannot, by universal spiritual law, you cannot be wealthy. You cannot be healthy. You cannot be wise, and you cannot be in a great relationship. Because what you're telling the universe is you have no magnetism. You're not a single standing column of waveform energy. You don't have no magnetic sixth sense. Now, if you say that to the universe, that is basically the kiss of death. Now, let me make sure that you understand as we talk about the science behind your new superpower. Now, many people don't understand this superpower. That's why they give it away. So we don't understand that we are a magnet of magnetism for magical magnificence. Now, the way that this magnetism works, it is called magnoreception. You are a magnet, or you operate inside of what science has recently discovered, which is new, but it's old. So scientists have discovered that we have a magnetic sixth sense, and we can detect something even when we can't see it. This is called magnetoreception. Let me say that again. So scientists have discovered, the scientist by the name of Kirchhoff did this huge study at the California Institute of Technology. And doing this study, they saw or they discovered that we can detect certain things without seeing it. Remember I was talking about one of my clients, Brother Roman, who was battling with this very issue, and he had to figure out what his electromagnetic sixth sense was picking up that he could not see. There's no physical entity in front, but everything inside of his body is sending off an alarm in a form of anxiety, in a form of anger, in a form of nervousness, in a form of being very jovial, in a form of being very sexual or sensual. So his body is responding to this magnetic field, this electromagnetic field. There are many animals that they use this to travel long distance by aligning themselves with the Earth's magnetic field. For example, sea turtles and birds, geese, honeybees, dolphins, whales, all migratory birds use this system. They all use and they all have a magnetic compass. And this magnetic compass allows them to access information that is encoded in the magnetic frequency, the electromagnetic frequency of the Earth. We have this same ability to read and to decipher the magnetic frequency of the Earth. Some people have more, like I was telling you about Brother Roman, has more sensitivity to the magnetic frequency of the Earth and the magnetic frequency of birds and the magnetic frequency of other people. And so what he's doing is he's picking up other people's chi, or other people's prana, or other people's ruach, or other people's pneuma. And so without the over understanding, this overwhelms the system because you can't see anything. You're just feeling it. You're just feeling a bunch of stuff, and you don't know how to process all of these feelings. So according to Dr. Joe Kirchhoff, who is a geological physicist at the California Institute of Technology, what he calls this is the primal sense. And so this is the ability to detect magnetic fields. It is a magneto. You remember in the movie Magneto in the X-Men series? Well, Magneto had the ability to control magnets or iron or metal. Well, Magneto is code for mint needle or mental needle. So Magneto, notice he had a helmet that he put on because otherwise he would be overwhelmed. So one of the things that I worked with Brother Roman with was establishing his mental helmet so that way he could not be mentally overwhelmed. He could block out the frequencies of the different electromagnetic frequencies that was bombarding the brain. So inside of the X-Men series, Magneto, what is coded, what is saying is mental. So he controls mentalism. He can control people mentally. He has the ability to manipulate the electromagnetic fields because he has the ability to perceive magnetic fields. Now, this ability, we all have it. Some people have it more than others. This is called magnetism or attractivism or sensuality or sexuality. In the movie Catch Me If You Can, this guy walked into a doctor's office and fooled everybody into believing he was a doctor. And everything everybody else concerned, all he said is that, "You concur? Do you concur?" And he would just nod his head, you concur? And he said, "Well, bring the guy in here." And they said, "Well, hey, you know, we need you to do it." He said, "Well, no, bring the rookie in there. He needs more experience." And he asked the rookie, said, "Well, doc, I think we should do blah, blah, blah." The guy had no idea. He was not a medical doctor, but he could pick up the frequency of the medical doctor and act like a medical doctor. He was a chameleon because he had discernment. He had the ability to do what you got, the same ability to do. That ability, again, if you understand and if you rethink what we call the sixth sense, that was a great study done by the University of Massachusetts Medical School. At the University of Massachusetts Medical School, they discovered that how animals migrate was in fact that there was something that was a magnetic function in their DNA, that they were designed to sense magnetic fields. And so they researched this magnetic field that's passing through everybody in the form of brain waves. And so they measured the brain waves. So, for example, if Brother Roman was put underneath an electromagnetic machine or an EKG machine, and if they measured his brain waves, they would see that his brain waves pick up magnetic fields, electromagnetic fields. And there are certain neurons that respond to any changes in these electrons. This is all biologically proven. Your brain is generating. What happens in the brain is there is an electromagnetic spike in your brain when a particular magnetic frequency or wave is picked up. So this spike in the electroactivity of the brain shows that there is an electromagnetic change in the brain or in the air. What this means is we all have this magnetic sense, but we don't know how to use it. And so what I have to show you is that you are. See, this is what confidence is. Money is confidence. The only thing that you're lacking is confidence. Now, the confidence comes from understanding what I'm trying to express to you today. And that is the human brain, it responds to every field or every frequency or every wave. Some people are more sensitive to certain frequencies and certain waves. So within the brain, you receive and you're bombarded with all types of signals. But the brain, the reticular activating system, was trained. So something happened, for example, go back to my example with Brother Roman. Something happened in Brother Roman's life before the age of 8, really 12, that trained his reticular activating system to let in certain frequencies, waves, and vibrations than others. So that was another study done by Heart Math Institute. I love heartmathinstitute.org. So this organization, which is a nonprofit research center, they studied how to self-regulate emotions and how to build energy and how to build an electromagnetic fence, if you will. So what I have, Brother Roman, with what I learned myself, because remember, I had to develop this for myself first before I could assist anyone else. Remember, I developed it when I was about 13. when I used to get my aspirators whooped every day, and I decided that, yeah, that dog don't hunt. I am not taking no aspirators whoopings no more. Now, I did it negatively at first, and then I got older, and I realized I didn't need that ruling disposition because I want to do it without anger and hate, but I wanted to be able to control my emotions with love, with joy, with peace, and with gentleness, with meekness, and with self-control. So what the researchers at the HeartMath Institute found out, they came up with a study. They called it the Global Coherence Initiative, the GCI. So in the Global Coherence Initiative that was done by HeartMath Institute, they proved the significance of the life management system. They biologically and scientifically proved the power of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center and the Biology of the Millionaire, which is a new book that I'll be rolling out in 2019. That's going to be the foundation of a lot of the biological and the physics of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center so we can get past Groundhog's Day. We can stop playing church, and we can start oscillating and vibrating in our true anointing. They found out that there is no tool, there is no technology, there is no training that people need. There is an intelligence that is inside of the DNA, that's inside of the heart. Christ in you, the hope of the glory. This is inside of the body that is lying dormant. There is what they call a global consciousness. And so this Global Coherence Initiative thought and determined that if you help activate the heart, if you activate the heart, remember I said, you must be engaged in toe-curling activities. That's called heart activity. That activates the heart. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. Now, I've been saying that since I started this 10 years ago. Really, I've been saying it all my life when I figured it out. And I developed what I call bulldog tenacity. I just called it focus, discipline, and order. Basically, balls to the wall, meaning you are all in. So the Global Coherence Initiative figured out that there is a heart coherent love that is based upon care and compassion that activates the planetary grade or the planetary field or the electromagnetic field of Gaia or Mother Earth. When your heart is in it, the earth joins you. All of heaven joins you. There's no demon, there is no devil that can overpower you. Now you have dunamis power. You walk through the valley of shadow of death. You don't fear no evil. In fact, you go looking for evil. Then you develop the I wish a nigga would mentality. That's what old boy had in the movie Catch Me If You Can. That is the only way you can walk into a hospital, put on a white robe, go into an emergency room, and have the cojones to act like you're a doctor. That is the only way you can go into the cockpit of a plane, put on a freaking an airport uniform, and act like you're a pilot. That's the only way you can write over $1 million worth of hot checks and cash them all over the country. That is the only way you can act like a lawyer. That is the only way you can pull off same frequency. That is, you have to match the frequency of a doctor to get people to believe that you're a doctor. You have to match the frequency of an airline pilot to get people to believe that you're an airline pilot. All I did was I matched the frequency of a millionaire to get people to believe that I'm a millionaire, so they treat me like a millionaire and they give me money of the millionaire. You got to pull off you got to match the frequency of a healthy person to get the body to believe that you're healthy, so the body vibrates at a healthy level regardless of what you put in the body. It's not what you put in your mouth, it's what you put in your head. Now, sure, you can eat, you can have a healthy diet, but anybody will tell you that I don't eat healthy, yet I am healthy. I got a healthy mindset. I got a wealthy mindset. I got a wise mindset. I got a toe-curling relationship mindset. I don't give a flying bleep about what's going on outside of my mind. I'm only concerned with maintaining a coherence inside of the mind. Now, let me make sure you understand this, because I'm getting a little excited, because I don't know if you over, under, and understand. I did a message that I preached on Sunday that was subtitled Dunamis Exousia. And in that message I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, where I talked about power and authority. Power is dunamis. Authority is exousia. The word power comes from the Greek word dunamis. The word dunamis has the word, it's spelled D-N-A-M-I-S. If you look at that word D-N-A-M-I-S, if you drop the D, the devil, you have the word N-A-M, name, and you have the word I-S, is. Let me say it again real slow. Dunamis in the Greek, name is. Turn the letters N-A-M around, you got M-A-N. You got man is. You the power, homie. Stop looking for the power. You are the power. Man is power on this planet. That's why God gave you dominion. So the kingdom, millionaire training center, establishes dominion in man. You don't go to no damn book. You don't go to freaking consult no curandero. You are the power. And until you can see, you can't be. The ability to see, brothers and sisters, that activates the authority, the exousia. Dunamis comes before exousia. It's power, then authority. You have no authority because you have no power. You have no power because you're not it, meaning name is, meaning man is man. Man is name, name is man. Your power comes from your name. That's why I do Dear Kennedy reports. That's where I got my power from, because my name came from my father. Because my father in heaven, he was the guy that allowed letters to be created through the electromagnetic energy that is released into the plasma field that we call the ether. It produced what we call lightning bolts. Each lightning bolt is a Paleo-Hebrew letter. So when lightning flashes, it creates a certain pattern. Those patterns are power, and those patterns were turned into letters. And those letters, those powers that was inside of lightning, electromagnetism, now is inside of the body. And it is activated through certain things. Number one, mental, maintaining a mental disposition. Number two, maintaining breath in the body. Make sure that the body is oxygenized. Now, I was going to get into the diet and all this other stuff, but the other stuff are really, they're not important. What's important, what's in your skull. Next thing that's important, what you're breathing into your through your nostrils, the breathing and the thinking. It's breathing, it's right breathing and right thinking that creates or amplifies magnetism, but the magnetism must already be there in order for it to be amplified. Now, let me make sure you understand the power of what I just said. So the global coherent initiative inside of the word dunamis is the word name is or man is, and the word dunamis means inherent. So the global coherence and the word inherent is the same, dunamis. So inherent means inherence, so that you have something that is inherent that allows you to be co-inherent. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, let's break this down didactically, because this attaches you. This allows you to be energetically connected with every person on the planet, every plant on the planet, and every animal on the planet and off the planet. This is how you utilize your inner connectivity to raise your personal vibration. So that way you create heaven on earth. The earth's magnetic field is a carrier of biological relevant information that connects every living thing to each other. And the ether's electromagnetic field, the atmosphere, the atmosphere, is a carrier of biological and spiritual relevant information that connects the spirit realm with the earth or the biological realm that connects the biological realm with the chemical realm. That is why collective spiritual consciousness affects global, the GIF, which is called the global information field. So if a large number of people, that was proven by Dr. Greg Braden in his great book, The Isaiah Effect. The Isaiah Effect. If I can get a group of people with the same consciousness, that's the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, it's going to create implosion. It is a heartfelt, it is a heart-centered state of caring, of loving, and compassion. That is going to generate more coherence. It's going to generate a coherent field. It's going to generate a current, an electromagnetic current that's going to go out into the planetary field and also the spiritual field to create disharmony or harmony. This, again, is understanding how we affect the Earth's electromagnetic field or the energetic field along with everybody else. This is why collective consciousness is so important. This is why they are always piping fear in front of your eyes all day to get you to establish a frequency of fear so that way the Earth's magnetic field can be controlled, by fear. This is a collective consciousness. So everybody is responsible for maintaining their aura or their chi or their electromagnetic field. Why? These electromagnetic fields, these energy fields, affect all solar activity. That's why there are rhythms. There is a cyclical nature that is controlled by the planetary or the planets, whether we talk about Mercury retrograde or any of the other planetary or any of the other cosmological phenomena. It affects our ionosphere or the ionosphere on Earth that affects our aura. So the Earth has several magnetic, electromagnetic fields. The Earth's electromagnetic fields affect our electromagnetic field. This is called geomagnetic resonance. So this also affects the biomagnetic resonance. So we got the geomagnetic resonance. Now, we talked about the geomagnetic resonance in two series ago when we talked about geomancy and how configuration brings about divination. So geomancy, this is vortex-based mathematics. This is geometry, sacred geometry. In English, there is a physiological rhythm that affects the what is called the global collective behavior. That's what people like Brother Roman feel when they wake up in the morning and they just feel angry. The reason that they feel angry is that they are affected. If you're an empath, if you're psychic, you're going to be highly sensitive to the geomagnetic activity of the global collective consciousness or the global collective behaviors. This synchronizes everyone and it polarizes some people. This is polar or solar. So there is a solar or sonar effect on the geomagnetic activity of everybody because the geomagnetic affects the biomagnetic that affects the personal magnetic. So if the global consciousness says, because everybody on Earth believes that the Earth is going to end or that Armageddon is coming or we're going to be invaded by the Russians or Donald Trump is going to cause a race war, if the global consciousness believes that, then it's going to affect your personal magnetism. So you're going to be down because globally everybody else is down. So you got to fight. You got to raise your personal magnetism above your biomagnetism of everybody else and above the geomagnetism of the Earth to reconnect to the spiritual magnetism of the Father. That's what I do every day. So every day I'm affected by the biological magnetism of my or the viceroy in the city that I live in. There's a ruling disposition in San Antonio that says gluttony. That's the viceroy of San Antonio. You get San Antonio, I think it's number three on the fattest cities in America. San Antonio is like, there is a kidney dialysis center right next to every freaking Kentucky Fried Chicken joint or Taco Bell. It's crazy. The number of people that are, because remember, the viceroy, the ruling disposition over the city. The other ruling disposition, San Antonio, Texas, we celebrate, they got the day of death. What is it called in Spanish? I know Brother Rome would know. The Dias Diablo or something like that. There's a day of death. There's a freaking festival. There's a party in San Antonio almost every weekend. What do? Drunk. Who is that? Al Ku. I've already done many shows on Al Ku. That's the demon over alcohol. That's what the Bible called alcohol an elixir. Al Ku. Thanks, Brother Rome. It's Dia de la Manti, something like that. The Day of Death. Anyway, it's a big festival, and it goes on here in San Antonio. So what am I saying? San Antonio party. Forget about paying bills. Forget about this. This is a city of everybody's laid back. Everybody likes to party. We like to eat and drink. That's the viceroy. So that's the collective consciousness on San Antonio. So when you come in, you got to fight that demon. Because I guarantee you, when you get it, I don't care how much you weigh, you're going to add 20 pounds when you get to San Antonio. And if you're not an alcoholic, you're going to be borderline. You're going to have a taste. You're going to be a social drinker. You'll pick it up. Why? That ruling disposition says if you come now, when you go to Las Vegas, you got to deal with another disposition. Now, if you go to New Orleans, you got to deal with some hoodoo and some voodoo. You got to deal with a little Cajun down there. Now, if you go to San Francisco, yeah, you might be able to deal with being a down low brother. So every city has a ruling disposition based upon the ley lines, based upon the dragon lines of that city. That is the geomagnetism of that city that affects your personal magnetism. So it's harder to make money, it's harder to be healthy, it's harder to be wise, and it's harder to have and maintain a toe-curly relationship, because if you don't know and overstand the frequency and the ways that geomagnetism that affects the biomagnetism, that affects the personal magnetism, you're not going to have no personal magnetism, meaning you're not going to be attractive. People are going to look, oh, that he drinks and he's fat just like everybody else. But you see, brother, sister, you can override it. See, when the Earth's magnetic field, the energy, when it distributes, it causes a lot of when it's based up on the global collective behavior of the ruling disposition. Number one, sleep problems. Number two, mental confusion. Number three, lack of energy or lack of feeling. You feel on edge. Number four, you feel overwhelmed. Now, if I brought Brother Roman on here, he would tell you these are all of the feelings that he's been battling with over the last few years that he's mastered, and now he's monetizing, and now he's helping other people to master what is being released by the viceroy, by the ruling disposition through the global. This is global. This is this harmonious arrangement that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 6. This is the prince of the air. It is the prince of the geomagnetic field. It's called the ether. It's called the bioluminescence, which means the bio-Lucifer. Lucifer has a biological, geometrical, or electric magnetic field that affects you. How does it affect you? It makes you sleepy. Or you have sleep problems. It disrupts wealth. It disrupts health. It disrupts wisdom. It disrupts great relationships. So you got to fight this. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, the granter of destinies. You fight losing fall with your destiny. You don't fight him with no guns, and you don't go out and picket. You don't go down no Planned Parenthood. You don't go, Negroes love the march. And you're going to see me marching. You got to fight this spiritually. Faith without works. You got to immerse your brain in your purpose. Number one, there's two things you can do. Occupy your mind and control your design. God gave you the breath of life. Occupy your mind with your purpose. Breathe in the breath of life so you get oxygen down into the body. You want to drink some good clean water and eat clean food and get some sunlight and all this other good stuff too. But you are a magnet of magnetism. You have to increase your magnetism. How do you increase your personal magnetism? How do you go against the ruling disposition of your city? We have something called emotions and consciousness. Our emotions and our consciousness interacts with an encoded informational field. Now, this is what the Bible calls demons. This is what the Bible calls devils. This is what the Bible calls sprites, djinns, mojos, necromancers. The dark side of the energy. You got to fight that. How? Emotions and consciousness. Now, brothers and sisters, it's extremely important in order for you to increase positive feelings and to be more creative and have more creativity and more inspiration. The reason that you feel dull, the reason that you're sleepy all the time, the reason that you have mental confusion, the reason that you have a lack of energy, the reason that you have a feeling of being on edge, you just pissed off. You don't even know why. You just wake up and you're just pissed. You got money, you know, you're in good health, everything's great, but you're just mad. You don't even know why. If you just wake up and then you don't even understand that you feel overwhelmed, like there's pressure. Like you got all these bills. Like, man, why all these bills? Like you got all problems. Like your brain feels rushed, like you're in a hurry. You ain't even going nowhere. You're off today, but you feel rushed. Like for no reason. That means that the ionosphere is generating frequencies that range from 0.01 hertz to 0.3 hertz. These extreme low frequencies, these are called ELFs. Notice extreme low frequencies are spelled like the word, like what we call an elf. Now, I can't get too much into this because, again, on the spiritual side of this stuff, remember, the less you know, the better. The more you know them, the more they know you. That's why I don't teach this stuff. Now, you find out on its own, hey, that's between you and your God. That's why I don't recommend reading books like The Lesser Keys of Solomon, all the stuff that you see in the movie. I was watching a movie with Nicolas Cage, and Nicolas Cage makes a lot of these types of movies. And they were transporting this witch, and it was called The Witches something. The Witches, it was a movie with Nicolas Cage anyway. But in this movie, they're transporting this witch. Come to find out, this wasn't no just regular witch. And it was in this little innocent girl. She had everybody fooled. She had everybody fooled. She had everybody fooled. As soon as the movie came on, I already knew. Because that's how the devil. The devil always comes. The Bible says he comes in pleasing raiment. Yeah, you got that pleasing raiment. She might look good, bro, but she might be a little cray-cray. So it's important that you pick up the frequency, not the physicality. I don't care how people look physically. What is the wave? What is the vibration? You should fall in love with someone's frequency before you ever fall in love with their physicality. Because it's their frequency, it's their electromagnetic frequency. That is the ruach, that is the pneuma, that is the spirit. So it travels through these lines of electricity and magnetism that we talked about yesterday that's activated by the neurons inside the body. Now, what's important when we talk about an elf, we're just really talking about, you know, if you go back into, you know, mysticism, it's interesting because it's a supernatural creature that is usually very small, and they're usually in the figure or the form of a human being, and they always have pointed ears. And what does an elf have? They always have magical powers. Now, the word magic is the word magi, which is the word magnetic. So the elf is the controller of magnetism. So anytime the government uses ELLs. They're trying to control your personal magnetism. And all throughout, the government or the, again, government, turn it around, meant govern, meant to govern. How come everything is programmed on ELLs? Cell phones, cell towers, everything, CB radios, the police scan, they all are programmed on ELLs. Now, brothers and sisters, now remember this. An elf is a very small, meaning low, but elves are always mischievous, and they always have magical powers that makes them very mischievous. They get into a lot of stuff, but they're always interfering in the affairs of human beings. Now, if you look now, we really don't have the time to break down elves, E-L-V-E-S, and E-L-Elf, because, again, I got too much information to share. But you want to look at the definition of that term when you get a chance, and you want to do a didactic study if you really want to understand what's going on in your life. Why are you in Groundhog's Day? Why do you keep doing the same shit over and over and over again? Why is it so difficult for you to have? You got money, but why is it so difficult for you to have got money, to have money? You know exactly what to do to be healthy, but why is it so difficult for you to be healthy? You know exactly what to do for you to get wisdom. You know that, okay, you got some teachings that, okay, got some holes in it. You know, but you like, eh, you don't care. You're not even addressing the holes that's in your theology. You know, you can look it up, and you know historical fact shows and proves that what you believe is whack, but you believe it anyway. That's called self-deception, self-delusion. But why are you self-deluded? Something is interfering. There is a magical power that is mischievous and is always interfering in the affairs of human beings that are spiritual beings in dirt suits. This is called ELF. Now, whether the ELF or the ELVES get their powers, they get them from Lucien Farr. Now, where does Lucien Farr get his powers? Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because, you know, I could go deep, but I don't want to lose nobody. And, again, I'm not trying to teach. I don't do fear. I walk through devils and demons every day, all day, 24-7, 365, not because I'm bad, not because I got, you know, this, that, and the other, because I'm connected to source. Now, it's extreme. The devil hides in the details. The devil knows you ain't got time because you got a job. Not you, but people you know. Y'all got jobs. Why? Keep you busy. Not effective. Notice that it's extreme low frequencies. So there is something called extreme low frequency mind control, ELFs. Now, I'm not trying to, again, these antennas are all over the place. This whole, you know, we could get into ELF, mind control, voice to skull. It's called V2K. I didn't want to get into that. Voice to, you know, you can do the research on your own. Called V2K. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Do you want to destroy your theology? Do you want to not sleep at night? Research, I did this about a few years ago. It was called electronic demonic possession. Google electronic demonic possession, see what comes up. Just Google it. Don't take my word for it. Now remember, I've known about this for years. Why? It worked on me for a while. Because I knew something was off, but I couldn't figure out why it was off. Why was I had a good heart, but I had bad behavior. Now, I'm not saying that this is everybody's issue. I'm just saying that there are certain people who have certain positions where the viceroy is going after you before you know you. You can't see, before you get connected with me, why did the viceroy? Me and I've been working with Brother Rome for, man, how long, Brother Rome? About 5 years. Brother Rome just had his breakthrough. Why did it take 5 years? Why did it take me 50 years? It took Brother Rome 5. It took me 50. Now, when me and Brother Rome first said, there was a chemistry there. There was a magnetism. That was electronic demonic possession. This is called, this is modern day demon possession. Because people are not possessed no more, they're processed. That's why everywhere you go, there's a process. So the more processes you have, and that's based upon a low vibration, the more, how can I put this delicately, the more difficult your life's going to be. So these extreme low frequencies are frequencies that operate on a very low frequency. So if you look at the EMF spectrum, they are called EMF spectrum analyzers. So the government understands this, and they use these ELFs because these extreme low frequencies affect the brain. It also affects Gaia, or Mother Earth. Now, there's a lot more to this, but we got to talk about the solution, and we got to talk about something that's more important, and the ionosphere. Now, you guys know that the atmosphere has five levels that match up with Hebrews 4:12 that have five levels. The Word of God has power on all five levels. So if you don't use it, you don't have no power. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, four Gospels. The fifth one is the Gospel of Thomas. It's not in there. The DNA has four letters, A, C, G, T. The fifth letter, P, phosphorus, is not in there. The name of God, Yahweh, YHVH, YHWH. The fifth letter, the S, the shin, the case of the missing shin, is not in there. They will never give you the full enchilada. Everything on this earth is a half-truth. The earth and the ionosphere generate frequencies that range from zero all the way up to what they call, what they consider about three, really, it's up to as high as the alkaline rate of 7.0. Once you get to 7.5, you start getting into alkalinity, you start getting into a higher vibration. That's why your thoughts, your feelings, everything that you do is 7.0 and below. Now, that's why they whack off the male's genitalia. That's why that's the whole circumcision thing. Because why the male genitalia vibrates, it picks up frequencies. As I'll be breaking down later on, this year or next year, when I do the series on sex, sensuality, spirituality, and superiority, how the energy from the sun goes through the genitalia. That's why it's called a kundalini buffer, not the kundalini. Everybody talking about the damn kundalini. It's not the kundalini. It's the kundalini buffer. Now, Google that. Now, without understanding, now, what does that mean in English? It's a frequency, brother. There's a frequency that controls your sexuality. What frequency do you think is in the hood? Why are Negroes got so many baby mamas? Do you know the frequency in the hood? It is not above 7.0. I can guarantee you that. I guarantee you it's the same frequency that activates your genitalia. Why do they got trees that are fake trees? They're actually ELFs. They got cell towers that are not cell towers. They're transporters or transmitters of ELF frequencies. Because they have to disrupt. Because remember, mental confusion, sleep problems, lack of energy, feeling on edge, feeling overwhelmed. They got you. Electromagnetic field, electronic demonic possession. Now remember, plethora of proof. You just go to heartmath.org. You can look at the Global Coherence Initiative. You can go to and do and find out the research that was done by Joe Kirkchevich. You can also look at all of the research. Now, again, it's just too much research. The University of Massachusetts Medical School, the California Institute of Technology, all of this breaks down what they call now the sixth, your sixth sense, which is the magnetic or the magno. Now remember, it's electricity and magnetism. It's two sides of the same coin. I've been saying the word magnetic more than the word electricity, but it's both. Why? The global coherence. Now remember, biblically, it is the word dunamis. The word dunamis, if you drop the D, it's the letters N-A-M-I-S. It means name is exousia, authority. So your authority comes from your name. That's why all throughout the Bible it says, in the name of Jesus, we bind you, we do this in the name, we do that in the name. But then the Bible also said that God honors his word above the name. In the book of Revelations, as I've been saying, his name is the entire word of God. It's all the letters of the name that give you the power to activate the magnetism, to override the geomagnetic field, the viceroy, and the ruling disposition in your city. You have to fight it magnetically. That's mental. Now, remember, in the movie X-Men, Magneto, he goes up against Professor Howe in the mind. Notice the professor could find out all of the, what you call them, he could find them mentally. So Magneto is code for mental. So the same way that Magneto exercised his power is the same way you exercise your power. But we don't fight against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. You are a magnet. Now, just in case, I doubt very seriously that I need to do this, but just in case there's somebody listening who don't know what the word magnet means. So if you are this, you don't create it, you don't learn it, you don't go to school, you don't get it from your mother or your father, the Heavenly Father designed you with a neurological system that is based upon the toroidal donut, the scalar and tachyon energy. Each energy level is one for spirit, one for soul, the other is for body. So toroidal is the lowest level. Tachyon is soul. Scalar, yeah, we don't want to mess with that. We can't even talk about scalar technology. Like scalar, they got scalar weapons. It just like, yeah, fast and speed of light. It's all of the attributes of God is in scalar technology. That's what my boy that's living underground somewhere in Alabama, I was telling you about, that has the book, How to Pull Unlimited Energy Out of the Vacuum. Now, I was talking to a sister who, and talking to a guy who sent me something that would change the world and said, Doc, we want your opinion on this. I read it, and, yeah, I told him if they bring that to the public, what happened to Nikola Tesla, it's going to happen to them. So this guy, he presented his findings through, well, not he. I haven't talked to him yet. I'm supposed to talk to him pretty soon. A sister who investing in it, and they want to bring this new technology to the world. It's an energy technology, and they wanted me to, you know, look at it and give me my opinion on it and what I thought about it, and whether, and I my advice to them was, I don't know how they're going to do it or release it so that way they don't end up dead. But, yeah, if that technology, and since if you're listening, you know, like I sent you in the email, I don't know how you can bring that out to, because if it ever becomes public, the same thing that happened to anybody else who tries to replace fossil fuel or try to take on this harmonious arrangement with physics and with technology and technique and without spirituality, they're going to show up. Little black vans going to show up at your house. That's why I don't do nor promote technique or technology, because the harmonious arrangement in that movie that was saved by Nicolas Cage, man, I know somebody know the name of it. I gotta think of the name of that movie, because it was the witches. Yeah, the witches' curse, or the witches. They was on this road. They get to this the place. It had a black plague. Supposedly it's a true story. All of the priests had died, and when they get there, this lady who was accused of being a witch wasn't a witch. The thing that was inside the lady was the viceroy for that city, and the viceroy had control over the weather. And they didn't know what they was going up against. They just thought it was a regular witch. It wasn't a witch. It was a ruling disposition that the body of a witch. That's why I talk about OPs all the time, organic portals. So we run up against people that don't have, oh, man, how can I put it? Let me just talk to what happened to me in the prison system. This is how I learned all this stuff. When you run up against people who don't have what we call a conscience, they will tell you. Well, you can tell it yourself. Now, again, the word magnet simply means lodestone. That's what a magnet is. Now, I don't know if you understand. We don't have time to break down a lodestone. A lodestone is L-O-D-E-S-T-O-N. Load, L-O-A-D, load, and then the word stone. It possesses magnetic polarity, and it attracts iron. Remember Magneto, he controls iron. Now, there are some people on this planet that are iron breathers. They are, how can I put this delicately, Father? My blood, some people's blood uses iron. Other people's blood uses copper. My blood uses iron. I'm positive. Some people's blood doesn't use copper. I mean, doesn't use iron. It uses copper. It's negative. Iron and copper. So the lodestone, what we're talking about is, again, iron. Certain people's iron is controlled by the lodestone. That means weighed course. Now, remember the word bio means weighed. The word lodestone and the word biology basically mean the same thing. And so the word lodestone means magnetically polarized iron. It means there is a magnet or compass that guides manners or mariners. Again, I'm taking this out of dictionary.com. It's a mineral magnetite that acts like a magnet. So that's what a magnet is. Basically, it's a lodestone. It's something that possesses magnetic polarity, meaning a negative and a positive. Now, lodestones or magnetism is controlled or can be controlled or can be manipulated. This is the whole point of the series. Consciousness, everybody is affected by the GIF, the global informational field, unless in your heart you have heart-centered states of care, love, compassion, basically the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Turn it around, wall, W-A-L. So Lucifer is creating a wall, an electromagnetic field, force field. Now you have a force field as well. That is your R-A-A, your A-U, your gold. How is it developed though? Heart chakra. That's why you can't fall in love. That's why the enemy will never allow you to find something. The enemy will never let you do these three things. Number one, person. Number two, place. Number three, position. If you get those three, you walk through devils and demons all day. Now, again, those three are inside the heart. I mean inside your body. Now, you got to get it inside the body first, then you go outside. Number one, your head. Number two, your heart. Number three, your gut. Now, man, we're almost on top. I guess we'll do a part three tomorrow. Wow. Now, let me make sure you understand magnetism. There are magnetic systems in the body. Now, the body has systems, whether it's the electoral system or the electric system. You got your bone system. You got your circulatory system. You got different functions. You got different systems in the body. Now, the body's systems, circulatory, digestive, lymphatic, nervous, muscular, there are 12 systems in the body. Excuse me. Most people think there are 10. Remember the law of 12? Now remember, I've been doing this for a long time. I talked about the 12 constellations. Everybody talk about the 12 zodiac signs. That's great. We can start there. That's the start. But after you finish playing church, you got to go to the constellations. Constellations. Constant revelations. Constellations is constant. Constant. There's a constant. The Father is the Pitar. The Pitar is the generator. He's constantly sending a frequency, a wave, a vibration in the form of neutrinos. The neutrinos are the new trainers, and the sun is an amplifier. The sun amplifies the frequency of the Father through a CME, a coronal mass ejection. That's why men have ejections. When you have a resurrection or an erection, then you ejaculate. The Son is ejaculating, if you want to use that term. What is ascending, though? Well, now we're in the age of the water bearer. God is pouring out his gnosis and his knowledge on all flesh. So everybody should be walking around, as I talked about yesterday, with the exclusion principle, which states no two electrons move on the same pattern. You're an electron. You serve an electron God. That's how God has chosen to express, expose, and expand himself. I am freaking unique. Ain't nobody like me on this freaking planet. And ain't nobody like you on the planet. So why in the hell would you want to be somebody else? The only way to make you or to neuter you, to take away your magnetism, so you're not a magnet of magnetism that makes you magnificent, is to make you want to be like somebody else. So the 12 constellations, they activate the 12 attributes that I gave you in your Dear Kinnear report or your millionaire mind map, your millionaire circle, your life optimization circle. Those 12 attributes line up with the 12 cranial nerves. 12 cranial nerves, 12 strands of the DNA. 12 strands of the DNA, 12 primary meridians inside the body. And the 12 organ systems inside of the body. One of them is the basically, it's the one that includes the skin, because nobody really takes that or count that, because it is a sensory receptor. So the skin is actually a system. Now, everybody knows about the muscular system, the skeletal system. That's okay, we got the skin, number one. We have the muscular system, number two. The skeleton, bones, number three. We have the nervous system, number four. We have the circulatory system, number five. We have the lymphatic system, number six. The respiratory system, number seven. The endocrine system, hormones, number eight. The urinary system, urinary tract system, number nine. The reproductive system, number 10. The digestive system, number 11. And the immune system, number 12. Most people think there's only 10. There's 12 systems in the body that align with the 12 primary meridians, that align with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth. Now, I've already broken this down. These operate on the law of 12. That is being manipulated by the viceroy in your city. And if you do not address this, you're going to wake up, you're going to feel pissed off. You're going to be angry. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. Because the source of the magnetic, the electromagnetic field has been manipulated by the prince of the air, because the power is in the air. So the Global Coherence Initiative that was done by HeartMath.org broke this down scientifically. And they talked about it, and Dr. Bruce Lipton talked about it. I'm sorry, Dr. Greg Brading in his book, The Isaiah Effect, and he talked about how to facilitate a shift in the global consciousness by getting everybody, or getting a group of people together, and everybody operate on one mind, one goal, to establish one cosmic ray, one glow ray that's based upon love, joy, peace, self-control. When that happens, that changes the ionosphere of the earth, and it produces and it acts like a protective shield, blocking all of the harmful radiations, cosmic rays of loosing fire. That's what Yahushua came. Jesus came preaching the kingdom, not no damn gospel. Don't believe me? Look it up. Show me a place where Jesus came preaching the gospel. I can't find it. Now tomorrow I'm gonna give you the biblical proof. Why was Jesus so radical? Remember, they sought to stone him, and they said, "We're not stoning you because you do good works." They said that we're gonna kill you, man. They said, why y'all? Jesus kept asking them, "Dude, why you want to stone me?" You know, they told him why. Same way they want to stone you. You being a man, equate yourself to God. You got to go, homie. I always equate myself to God. Why? My elder brother, Yahushua, the HaMashiach, he said, "The things that I have done, you shall do." That's the Bible I read. Jesus was otherworldly. Jesus said, "Everybody who came before me are thieves and robbers." Hold up. Time out. All of the prophets came before him. Now, you guys remember, as I talked about before, on the Mount of Olives, who appeared up there with Jesus? Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the first five books of the Bible. That's called the Pentateuch. All of the other books in the Old Testament were written by prophets. Look at the name of them. Every book from Joshua to Malachi are prophets who appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Olives. Elijah, who was Elijah? A prophet. Moses and Elijah stood with Jesus. They appeared in the atmosphere with Jesus. And the three disciples who was with him said, let us build a temple, meaning let us build a denomination, a religion. And Jesus says, no, we ain't not building no temples and no denominations. He refused to allow them to establish a cistern. Jesus did away with denominations. He did away with religion, and he established the kingdom. That's the same thing I'm doing. Why? That's what he said to do. Jesus came preaching the kingdom because he's a king, and he gave us the keys. Without these keys, you can't unlock the doors of the kingdom. The doors are problems. You got problems in their life because you don't got the keys. I did. I just figured out which was the keys that unlocked the door. I unlocked the door to wealth. I unlocked the door to health. I unlocked the door to wisdom. And I unlocked the door to toe-curling relationships. And then now I'm teaching everybody else to do the same thing. Why? That's what Jesus told me to do in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If you go to my website, that's all I talk about. If you look at my mission plan that I wrote 20 years ago, it's the same. Uplift the spirit of humanity. How? Teaching the keys of the kingdom. My mentor, Miles Monroe, that's what he did. He taught kingdom principles. He didn't teach no religion. He didn't teach no gospel. He taught the kingdom. That is why Jesus was so radical. That is why people always debate about, did he exist, did he not exist, blah, blah, blah. Kingdom. The kingdom of God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, not no gospel. Thy will be done on earth, not in heaven, on earth. God is the king up there. We are the king down here. That's why God gave man dominion. God gave it to you, brother, but we lost it in the garden. Now it's time to get it back, and I'm going to help you get it back. If you hang out with me, you don't have dominion. It's not an option. God gave man dominion, and he gave him dominion over the animals. He gave him dominion over the plants. He gave him dominion over the beasts, or the creepy crawly things. He gave him dominion on the fish in the water. God gave man dominion over five things. What I cannot find in the Bible, I cannot find nowhere where God gave one man dominion over another man. I cannot find that. So, brother, you do not have dominion over me. That's why I look up to no man. I look down to no man. I look every man in the eye. And so I need to teach you how to look men in the eye, not with your eyes, with your vibration. Every nerve impulse in your body is tied to a muscle movement. When I worked in the prison, the inmates could sense because they had what I'm teaching you. This is where I learned this from, the prison. I ain't learned this in church. The inmates could sense the life force because the life force is the electricity that's running through the body. It flows rapidly throughout your nervous system. You get nervous. The brain, you start sweating, you get short, you start stumbling over your words. It creates an energy field around the body. That is human magnetism. That's what I listen to. I don't listen to what people, I look at the nonverbals. When I meet you, I'm not listening to what you're saying, homie. I'm picking up your frequency that you're sending. The mind is the source that controls the atmosphere. It is the atmosphere that is the fundamental energy that transforms the universe. That is the prana. That's the pneuma. That's the ruach. That's what the Bible calls the Holy Spirit. It is the, again, group of related thoughts. So using the mind, immersing the mind in your design, immersing the mind in your design, that's the Greek word ergon. That gives the English word work. So faith without works, what is faith? Pistis and Pytho. What is pistis and Pytho? Induced by words. Let me close with this. And tomorrow, hopefully, we're going to break down the two things that you got to have to amplify your personal magnetism so that way when you walk into a room, when you walk into a room and if people don't stop, you got to check yourself. And I'm not talking about women because of your beauty and your voluptuousness. That's off the hizzle for shizzle. You wanna whoop that too. Because sex is a part of the magnetism. Sensuality is a part of your magnetism. Spirituality is the biggest part of your magnetism. That establishes your superiority. You have no superiority because you have no spirituality. You have no sexuality. You have your sensuality. Now, I'm going to break down sex transmutation at the end of this year. And that's going to be a pay-per-view series because I got to tell you something that's going to destroy, especially women, it's going to destroy the way you carry yourself. You will never, ever downplay your sensuality and your sexuality after this series. Right now, y'all still playing church because you feel. But you don't understand how that plays into the most powerful force on the planet. The most powerful men, look at the movie Troy. Whole war was started over one woman. Dude traveled across the freaking globe because of one woman. Look at Samson and Delilah. Look at David and Bathsheba. Women, y'all don't understand the power y'all got. If women understood the power they got, y'all be running. Women don't understand the power of the pool nanny. Now, I'm not saying that you're supposed to be promoting it and flying it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the nonverbal. I'm talking about nobody should be able to see whether you got big chi-chis or little chi-chis. It's not about that. It's about confidence. The world we live in is controlled by confidence. Confidence in everything. Remember, I was talking about the movie Catch Me If You Can. How did he do all that stuff? One word. He walked into a room and they said, oh, well, who's that guy? Why? He was just another dude. He was just something about him stood out. His electrons moved in a different pattern than everybody else's. That is the exclusionary principle that is proof of your design. And it's inside of God's mind that was given to you. You ever notice Mike Tyson in his prime, Michael Jordan in his prime, Ali in his prime, Michael Jackson in his prime? What do they all have in common? Especially, excuse me, Ali. Ali talked mad trash. And guess what he did? He went in the ring and said, I'm going to knock this fool out in the seventh round. What did he do? He went in the ring and he knocked him out in the seventh round. Iron Mike Tyson in his heyday would walk through people like butter. Why? Mike Tyson said he won every fight before he ever got in the ring. How? Mentalism. He understood the power of the brain. The power of confidence. You have not because you confidence not. In the movie Catch Me If You Can, that's personal magnetism. That is creative consciousness. That is creative confidence. How do you do it, though? Clarity of what? Purpose of person and of position. Without those three P's, your dog will not hunt. When you go up against that ruling disposition in your city, and if you call yourself going to become a millionaire, going to become healthy, going to become wealthy, going to have a great relationship, you got to deal with it. It's just a matter of time. He's going to show up at your house. Don't believe me? Keep listening to my shows. Watch what happens. The devil going to give you something to see if you got cojones and see if you believe what you believe. So you walking around preaching wealth? you better have a key that unlocks the door to wealth. Because he's going to come and he's going to attack you in the area of wealth. Or you walk around talking about you, the health ranger, the health guru. You better strap in, homie, because he's going to attack you in the area of your health. The devil has to destroy your testimony. Your test gives you the money, the money. The money comes after the test. Notice the word testimony. Notice the word is not money test. The test comes before the money. The reason I make money now, because after 50 years of failing, I finally passed the test. So, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to break down one, immersion therapy, and two, true prana techniques. That's not a technique, meaning it should be natural. This is the metaphysics of the energy of life. The life force, the chi, the prana, the ruma, the pneuma, the breath of life. We're going to break that down because the Bible talks about the breath of life. This is the anatomy of breathing, not a technique. So tomorrow we're going to break down how mouth breathing is bad. Nose breathing is good. What did I learn this from? Prison and the Marines. When I was in the Marine Corps, we could not, they didn't let us breathe out of our mouth. And I got to teach you why. Mouth breathing is out. Nose breathing is in. That's why people got sinus problems. The devil knows. The devil knows. N-O-S-E. Not K-N-O-S. The devil knows. He knows the mechanisms of the nose. He understands the power and the spiritual science of the nose, because it is the gnosis. You got to use the nose, because the gnosis is in the nose. We break it down tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, the only one. There ain't no other one on the planet. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, that's set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cars with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
They just wanna give me the me mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug.
Yeah. Yeah.
So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. You still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.